Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community information platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Trish Irvine from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, shares what God is doing in her life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always, in every moment and in every place. My name is Trish Irvine, and I'm excited to share with you today's reflection. Before we get into the reflection, I'd like to invite you to subscribe to this podcast through iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Please also share our podcast with others who you think might benefit from it. Finally, if you're able, consider becoming a Come Follow Me patron, where you'll give us the opportunity to continually grow our efforts in assisting others on the journey of discipleship, as well as gain access to patron-only perks. Learn more at comefollow.me/support. In the Office of Readings for today, on the Feast of St. Scholastica, we see a passage from the Dialogues by St. Gregory the Great. And he speaks about my favorite story about St. Scholastica, really the only one that I know. St. Scholastica was the sister of St. Benedict, the great former of monastic life, and she was also an abbess of her own community. But once a year, they would gather together, and they would speak about the things of the Lord and what the Lord had been doing in their life. And that was a significant aspect of the relationship, was just having this deep spiritual conversation each year. And the last time that they were meeting, St. Scholastica asked her brother if he would continue to stay through the night so that they could continue to talk about the things of the Lord. And so I just want to read part of the Dialogues and how this unfolds, and then I'll speak a little bit about it and how it can relate to us. Their spiritual conversation went on, and the hour grew late. The holy nun said to her brother, "Please do not leave me tonight. Let us go on until morning, talking about the delights of the spiritual life." "Sister," he replied, "what are you saying? I simply cannot stay outside my cell." When she heard her brother refuse her request, the holy woman joined her hands on the table, laid her head on them, and began to pray. As she raised her head from the table, there were such brilliant flashes of lightning, such great peals of thunder, and such a heavy downpour of rain that neither Benedict nor his brethren could stir across the threshold of the place where they had been seated. Sadly, he began to complain. "May God forgive you, sister. What have you done?" "Well," she answered, "I asked you, and you would not listen. So I asked my God, and he did listen. So now go off, if you can. Leave me and return to your monastery." Reluctant as he was to stay of his own will, he remained against his will. So it came about that they stayed awake the whole night, engrossed in their conversation about the spiritual life. It is not surprising that she was more effective than he, since, as John says, God is love. It was absolutely right that she could do more, as she loved more. So I love the story about St. Scholastica and St. Benedict, in part because we hear a lot more about St. Benedict and not as much about St. Scholastica. One of the things I find most beautiful about this is the relationship between siblings, of speaking of the things of the Lord and that being such a fundamental bond between them. And that makes me desire the same thing with my siblings, that the fundamental thing that unites us is that we're pursuing the Lord together, and that we share those things with each other. And so Benedict and Scholastica share what the Lord is doing in their life. But then I love that Benedict doesn't want to follow what she's asking because it's going against his rule. Which, as a rule follower, I definitely understand where Benedict's coming from, right? Like, it's a sacrifice. And so he's willing to make this sacrifice even when it comes to his own family, which is a significant part of religious life. But I also love her response, which is she asks him, and he says no, he wants to follow his rule. And so she just very simply and immediately turns to the Lord and asks the Lord for what she wants. And the Lord could say no, right? He can say, no, Benedict needs to return to his monastery. But instead, the Lord provides in this abundant way, right? He sends this storm that prevents Benedict from being able to return to his monastery. And that's kind of like solves both problems, right? Like Benedict can't be expected to do something that's impossible, right? He can't return to his monastery, and so he must stay. And then he also answers the request of Saint Scholastica, which is that she wants to continue to converse with her brother about the things that God is doing in their life, right? This is a good and holy desire. And this happens to be the last time that Benedict and Scholastica are together, because just a few days later, Scholastica dies. So just a couple of things that I want to ponder. What is my relationship with my siblings, and how are we pursuing the Lord together? And if you don't have siblings, close friends or your parents or your children. So many times in working with youth, I'm surprised, even when they come from really good, solid families, I'm surprised how often they don't want to talk about the faith with their parents or with their siblings, and they just find it awkward, which for me is always a bit surprising, but then also just sad, because they're the people closest to us and they're the ones who should be on this mission to pursue the Lord together. And just speaking about what the Lord is doing in their life seems awkward. So who that is close to you, a sibling, a parent, a child, can you choose to share your faith with in a new way today? And not just like instructing them about the faith, but simply sharing your own experience. What is the Lord doing in your life and in your heart? And what might that do for your relationship with them? Let us pray. Lord, we ask that you would grant to us the great trust and faith that Saint Scholastica had in you, that she would turn to you immediately with her desires and present them to you, knowing that you would hear them and answer them in the best way. Lord, we ask for a renewal of all family life, particularly with siblings, that you would unite them and allow them to pursue a common mission in pursuit of you, and grant them the grace to share that freely with one another. Saint Scholastica, pray for us. Amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.